Back on the WMJ Sportsline on this Saturday morning, our final segment with Coach Kate Engwall, the head girls basketball coach at Mercer County High School. Bid for Bargains coming up at 9 o'clock. So what's next? What are the next couple of steps you want to take here as you kind of digest season number two leading this program?
I think one of the things that we've talked about as a coaching staff is how to approach the off season to get the most out of it going into next year. And, you know, I think the approach we want to take is obviously we're focused on skill development, but really want to identify two or three things that we could place above everything else to focus on this summer. And one of those things that we've talked about is just the value of a possession. Because turnovers, they were killers for us this year. You know, we just had too many, and really, I thought we made more turnovers at inopportune times this year. You know, maybe than last year. I don't know, but that's killer. So really working with the girls on learning the value of a possession, and when you look back at our year, at our scores, how many 1 and 2 possession ball games we lost. And then go over and look at the turnover column. You know, Princeville pops into my mind. We lost by 6 points, 2 possessions, 28 turnovers.
That was you know, the LTC tournament game?
Yep.
Yeah.
So things like that. That and then probably the one other area I'd like to focus on is screens, screen and roll. Our defense, you know, defensive coverage of them, how to use them offensively, when to use them, how to read them. I didn't think we did a very good job throughout the year. But so really the summer, just skill development. And then each year you've got a different team. You might have a lot of the same players, but each year you've got a different team and we'll make adjustments. And so really I just use the summer to get the girls together in the gym as often as possible and just build that chemistry.
Yeah, and you can kind of tell that roles are going to change next year because you're losing two kids that played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some instances 28 to 30 minutes a game, and have been involved in 4 years of basketball, and those kids are done. So a lot of kids that maybe thought they're shortchanged or didn't play enough, well, they're probably going to play a little bit more next year, and then they can't complain about, well, I want to come out because I'm tired. Well, wait, you're getting more minutes.
Right.
That's the way it is.
Right, yeah, losing Kenzie and Ellie will be huge. My hope is that teams around the area will look at that and think, overlook Mercer County, because you're losing those two who've done so much for us over the last 4 years. I don't think that's the case. I think we'll be, you know, we've got the opportunity to be just as good, if not better, next year. But looking at their stats, you know, with Kenzie, you're losing your second leading scorer, second leading rebounder. With Ellie, you're losing your point guard who, you know, when the game's on the line, you want the ball in her hands. She makes good decisions with the ball and let us in assists, you know, as well as one of your top two lockdown defenders.
Yeah.
So we're losing a lot in those two. That being said, I feel confident with the pieces we'll have back next year that we'll be able to make up for that.
Well, and that's the thing about summer stuff, you know, skill development, and instead of playing a lot of games, I mean, that's kind of been the philosophy, basically, the program. And I think it's you know, I think most coaches are starting to realize that summer basketball games are kind of overkill because you don't know who's going to be at the summer games, for one, so you're not getting really a true read. You're getting some kids on the court. But I always tell people you're playing games in June and you don't play games again until November. So, I mean,
right.
What is it? What do the game situations really mean at that point? I don't know how much.
Right. And I you know, I don't think they mean anything, you know, other than, you know, I know we're going to try and change some things offensively. So we're just going to use, you know, I don't care if we get blown out every single game we play this summer. I'm just trying to, again, get the kids on the court together and develop some kind of chemistry and work on anything we might be looking to change heading into the season to get familiar with it. So, you know, yeah, you're right. Summer games, the kids aren't in shape, so they can't, you know, they're not. It's just impossible for them to go at the same kind of a level that they'll be going in November. So, you know, they're worthwhile in some areas, and in other areas they're not, but still good to do and fun to do.
All right, just as we wrap up, quick word, you'll have the youth stuff this summer too, and you started a little bit of a youth mini program here this past fall.
Yep, well, again, we'll have a youth camp this summer, and you and I were talking off air, we're going to separate it into 2 weeks this year so that the younger girls are separate from the junior high girls. Dates to be released, you know, probably later this spring. And then again, would like to go forward with that fifth and sixth grade youth youth league that we partnered with Nick Blazer to run that for the first time this fall. I thought that was a good thing to do, a fun thing to do, and hopefully we can build on that and grow that.
Coach, thanks for coming in today, and thanks for the help all year. Appreciate it, man.
Yep, and thanks to WRNJ and you specifically. You guys gave excellent coverage of us all year long, and I know it means a lot to the girls, so thank you.
All right. Kate Engwall had the Eagles at 19 wins in the 2016-2017 season.